So how do we find that place of joy when we're in distress or we're empathically feeling into a situation? For me, the image of a dolphin automatically dispels anything else I was thinking of before. So I invite you to close your eyes and pull towards you the image, feeling, or connection with a dolphin. And each one of you has a different interaction you'll experience with that dolphin. Some of you will be standing on the shoreline watching a dolphin or even a pod of dolphins playing in the waves. Others of you will find yourself in the water, swimming with the dolphins, being a part of the dolphins. And no matter what situation you find, the dolphin's presence is enough to convey to you a feeling of dolphin bliss, a joy, a happiness, just by being in their presence. And that's all we're asking to do in this moment, for us to connect and feel the blissful, joyful, playful, happy state that dolphins are in and dolphins provide to us. And in this connection with that, already your energetic imprint is going into the crystalline grid of the earth, and it is also going into the crystalline grid of the dolphins and whales. They feel this connection. They feel this excitement of sharing this moment of joy. And it ripples out into the field that everyone on the planet is connected to in this moment. And just from you alone, spending time to connect with a beautiful animal, the dolphin, you've already made a difference. And so now we step aside so that we can hear the messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are so many things that I'd love to discuss with you in these new times. The things that have occurred just even recently, not only on the planet but with you, are miraculous. And you might say, well, I haven't seen any miracles on the planet, really. Light is starting to shine itself. Darkness is reacting in ways it never did before. We've said this before. That's a miracle. It's a miracle because it changes the status quo. A status quo which has been the same for hundreds of years. This is the beginning of a new planet. But more than that, we've given you some things in the past to consider, including the seed planting that we gave you in the Circle of 12. We're going to start developing some ideas around those seeds, some a bit obscure, perhaps some that will be targeted to what you already know. This one is something you should hear. For many, many years, we've talked about your magnificence and the potential of mastery on this planet. How many of you can define mastery? You might say, well, the only model I have is what I've read and been taught of the masters on the planet of old. Many of them walked here and they did miraculous things. That's mastery. It goes way beyond that. Look at your favorite master. We've said this before. What have you been told? What's your intuition? What would it have been like to sit next to that person, he or she? One who was called a master or saint, perhaps. One who was seen as someone who could do beautiful miracles, but more than that. I told you once that where masters walk, flowers grow. Where masters walk, animals come and sit at their feet. Because there's nothing like that which is the consciousness of an ascended master. It's not by their works that you know them. It's by who they are and their consciousness and how it feels to be around them. Whatever master you can conjure up that you know of, or perhaps at one time have worshipped, or to this day look up to, they all had that. A consciousness that was so high that humans simply wanted to be with them, to sit at their feet. What was in common with all of the masters? I'll tell you. It's not something historians will necessarily tell you. All of them laughed. All of them. They were joyful. Dear ones, I was there. There are some secrets of mastery that you've never been told. They're put on a pedestal. You hear about their works. You read it in scripture. But do you know the human? I'll tell you, if you could see them, if you could sit next to them, talk to them, you'd find out that they emanate a field of love. It's so strong that anyone in that field is affected in a most beautiful way possible. Some are healed simply by sitting next to them, because the cellular structure of a human is then filled with their love. It's dissolved into their DNA, you might say. That's mastery. Is it for you? Now, there are those who will say, mastery will be attainable someday on this planet because Krein has said there will be an ascended consciousness eventually. I want to give you a secret, a hint. Consciousness does not ascend by itself. It's pushed. It's pushed and accelerated by old souls who start to understand mastery, who start to understand that who they are, what they do, and how they act goes right to a field around them as well as the field we've talked about for years, and changes it, and that it sticks. I'll tell you something else that we have said over and over, that light cancels dark. And here's what I want to tell you about that. If you have negativity in a room and you felt it, it can be dissipated almost immediately with light, with laughter, with understanding, with forgiveness. And that light and that understanding and forgiveness, that stays there. Very few can stay mad. You have to try hard to stay mad. But it's easy to stay in love. It truly is. When love is always there, and love is seen in all of its majesty and its glory and its beauty and its joy, it stays there. It sticks to the walls. It sticks to the floor. It sticks to you. It sticks to others around you. That's metaphoric, of course. But what I'm telling you is that mastery, you got to work on it right now. Do you see yourself in a potential suit of a master suit? More metaphors. The superhero of mastery, with a cape included, if you want to. Anything you can visualize. Do you see yourself or not? The first key to becoming anything other than what you are, the first key to seeing mastery in your life, is to see yourself as part of it. There are so many who say, well, it's unattainable. Why should I try? Or perhaps you've been taught that you shouldn't try. Perhaps you've been taught that you are a lowly human, and that only masters who have a godly self could do these things. And perhaps you're not able to because you've been taught that You have that which is a darkness, a dirtiness. It's a human trait, and you came with it. That's trained. That's not truth. That's trained. That's not how it is. You come equipped with love. Your soul that we take you to so often, it comes in with love. Your society is very good at training you out of it. Not the kind of love that a parent has for a child, dear one. That's beautiful. That's lovely. And so many of you were fortunate to have that. Love in your life from a partner, from a pet. So many of you so fortunate to have that. No, I'm talking about what comes in with you, with your soul, which tells you you're beautiful. That from your soul which tells you that the next step as you grow up is to create mastery in your life. That is intuitive. That is who you are. Did you know that? If this is the first time you heard that, I want you to take that in right now. You came in with the equipment of mastery. Most of the masters on this planet, they didn't walk around saying, I'm light and you're not. They didn't say that. Almost everything a master said or told you or wrote or told their disciples was, look at me. This is what you can be. Look at me. Look at what I am and what I do. I'm a human being, just like you. This is you if you want it. You all come in, you might say, as sons and daughters of the creative source. You are a soul first and a human second. And somehow the training has been all the dirtiness of the human that cannot somehow get to God. Who constructed that for you? I want you to think about deconstructing that in your life. You are masters, the potentials of the future, every single one. Tonight, in the circle of 12, I won't give it away completely, but I'm going to continue this in this meditation of the circle of 12, and what you can do about it, and how to proceed. Every single one of you have mastery in your future, if you wish, some kind of mastery. A change of life that then will affect others around you. The beauty of love that will seem to penetrate everywhere you go, like a bubble. Wherever you move, wherever you stand, people will see it's safe to be around you. It's a good thing that you're there. They'll laugh. They'll love with you. That's the beginning of mastery. When you have that, everything else is possible. Is that for you? Do you see the mastery suit hanging in the closet, dear one, or not? That's the first step. See yourself there. See it as you. And then it will happen. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.